Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for October 1st, 2016. And it is my great pleasure today to speak for the Cosmic Cowboy, who thinks global but acts local, dancing weekly at the Chico Saloon. Yep, that's me, folks. I love to swing dance, country style, and really believe that life is the dance. And I love the expression, to dance like no one is watching and love like you never been hurt. So I got to tell you, last night I had outrageous fun dancing at Chico Hot Springs. And I always soak first so I don't pull any muscles, dancing like a wild man. And boy, I kicked out the jams last night. Actually, I was celebrating because I just finished my first online free book, Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age. And I provided the link up on the page. Homepage regarding the show today, and you may have looked at that already. It's been a work of love the last 3 months, 12 chapters in the third quarter of 2016. And if nothing else, it's a time capsule representing a vision of the future with a lot of promise, but a lot of challenges too. So I tried to sum that all up, the first 11 chapters, and in chapter 12 and the epilogue, I kind of did a synopsis, trying to highlight the phenomenal opportunity potential of a future and what it could look like. You know, clearly the potential of at the cusp of Aquarius for the emerging blueprint for a golden age. And I more or less summed that up in the chapter 12 and in the epilogue because, well, you know how, at least myself, a lot of people just out of curiosity, they want to skip right to the end in some books. And this is that kind of a book. Some people might want to skip to chapter 12, read the epilogue, and get the kind of summary, synoptic, you know, although the foundation for all that is in the first 11 chapters. So, you know, some people go from the front to the back, some will go the back to the front, and some will just kind of pick and choose the chapters they like. And it's an e-book like that. It's easy to do. There's a lot of embedded videos. I, you know, wanted to get into this more, you know, in, you know, the more details of what this is all about in synopsis. You know, in print, even with, you know, multiple web pages and graphics and infographics and videos that are embedded in this e-book, it's not as easy, and I can't say as much or as easy or as fast as I can by speaking as the Cosmic Cowboy now. So, global humanity is in a fix, but this fix isn't etched in stone. Big changes are happening, as if you haven't noticed. The global geopolitical thing is really dicey, to say the least, and the world economy is going through a major reset of global currency standards. I go through that, I think, consistently throughout the Emerging Blueprint, especially the summary chapters in the end of this global economic reset, and in chapter 12 in the epilogue I reference, you know, this situation of global economy right now. We're right on the cusp of major changes, reorganization of global geopolitics. We're also going through major power shift from the top down to the bottom up. The grassroots rising is the net roots of the internet, with billions of netizens worldwide now networking the truth of our opportunity to make all public representatives accountable to the public. I mean, what a revolutionary idea. Well-informed choice to govern our lives globally, locally, in our social networks, our social conscience. This is what's maturing very quickly globally. For the internet, all connected internet world as a whole, that's a revolutionary idea at this time that's as profound as the idea of representative government at the founding of the United States. In other words, social media, social networks for education, self-government, self-learning, self-healing, self-care, self-fulfilling prophecy as far as what we individually and collectively choose. The options there are profound. The difference now is the opportunity we have to make this a peaceful evolutionary rather than a revolutionary process for we the people, who is now the family of mankind in a global village of instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities. I mean, this is the big difference. You know, we're not back at the founding of America with a horse and buggy communication system and a horse and buggy transportation system and a horse. You know, I mean, it's, you know, we're in a global village of instant everywhere interactive internet capabilities. And the vision alone, you know, could go viral in an upward mobile spiral, you know, just of how we can get our act together and basically, you know, own our own lives, you know, the sovereignty principles, you know, whereby we are, you know, United States, we, the new us is United Sovereigns of Earth, but not just United States of America. But, you know, it's like we the people, you know, it's all instant everywhere, interactive, all connected. A whole new concept of collective self-organizing, self-governing, self-learning, self-healing, self-determination, self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, whereby we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. We might as well ask for and consider, look at, and study opportunity that we have to get our act together. So that's what I go into an emerging blueprint for a golden age. I know this may sound really far out and presumptuous to some, but, you know, I go into great detail, great length with the key aspects of this, which is basically we're all connected in principle, but we're still rather disconnected in practice. So that's all about the change, as I explain in the emerging blueprint. And some of you will appreciate how this ebook is a holographic blueprint, you know, that has both the past and the future in stark contrast. When I say a holographic blueprint, there are holographic elements, and the whole idea of a holograph, which is basically a whole system that we look at. You can take any piece, break a hologram and take any piece of it, and the whole hologram is represented in every piece. It's just a different perspective into the whole. So the universe is holographic. You know, the fractal order of the holographic universe. They now know this. I mean, this is the order of the universe, and it's going mainstream with quantum physics, quantum reality, quantum science. We live in a quantum world. It's all energy. This understanding is going mainstream. So I'm not talking about something really far out that people are basically, you know, have a kind of a common sense of, you know, the technology has come of age whereby all this quantum stuff and technology can be utilized for, you know, of by and, you know, what's best for all, of by and for, you know, all people, you know, our global village, the family of mankind. Yeah, we're all one in principle. So in process, we need to get our act together, we're either going to all hang together or we're all going to hang separately. As Ben Franklin said, when he tried to get everybody to leap forward and sign the ratification of the Constitution, gave the impassioned thing, you know, either we're all going to hang together or we're all going to hang separately. It was a different connotation back then. But now, the you know, Buddha said the sense of separation is the cause of all suffering. And that sense of separation, that we're not a family. We're not a family of mankind. We're not kind, you know, mankind trying to be kind men. I mean, we're just divide and conquer stuff that's been going on. It's really retro. And, you know, this is what's going mainstream worldwide. People are becoming conscious of the family of mankind as a whole. I mean, we're all just people trying to, you know, either eke out a living or just otherwise survive and thrive. So we're at this turning point. And with vision, you know, abundant conscience and abundant life, peace and prosperity begins. Without vision, the people perish. You know, it's pretty much, you know, this was my best shot with the vision. Now, the vision components in this book, there's two basic components in this book. I mean, I'm kind of getting off the track of what I wanted to talk about, but this actually is the focus of the book, to sum it up, is these two basic parts of the book. You might say it's the Alpha and the Omega, or as above, so below, as within, so without, but it's two basic organizational models, Global Telecom and Global Telecare. Actually, Global Telecare is part of Global Telecom, and you can get into global telecommunications, other aspects of this telecom, but these two different aspects. I mean, I've been working on this. This has been a work of love, like I say, the last 3 months, but for decades, I've had to live with this vision, and going back to the drawing board thousands of times, fleshing out these two key parts of emerging blueprint, global telecom and global telecare. So global telecom is basically, you know, the next big wave in the computer internet revolution. And I go into that in emerging blueprint and realize that, you know, big picture here, mankind is free will, so anything is possible, even a self-evident opportunity for self-correcting, self-healing, and self-governing systems for self-elevation of a salvation nature. I mean, you know, coming up higher, you know, as a global civilization, you know, self-elevation of a salvation nature, you know, basically coming up higher with basically a concept of higher power, which is really inner sense, innocence, you know, heart coherence. And this is a standard that I go into repeatedly throughout Emerging Blueprint. The concept of coherence as being centered and connected in your heart, and how mind congruence follows from heart coherence. And the coherence is actually a standard. It's the frequency of holy compassion. It's the golden ratio algorithm, algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of joy and compassion and, you know, just bliss, you know. But so the coherence factor, you know, with biofeedback, psyche feedback, and just attunement, people, and there's a way to do this attunement through this interactive process with Global Telecom, whereby, and this is state-of-the-art, it's off-the-box technology developed by Dan Winter, the heart coherence technology, biofeedback with his heart phone, and then his, basically their algorithms that let us know, let an individual know when they're in coherence or not. And there's several ways to define that, determine that, and involve that as a standard. You might say global love, the frequency of holy compassion, the source, you know, of basically a resonance with, when I say source, it's a frequency. And there's different people put specific numbers on that frequency, but there is a spectrum of frequencies within that frequency, so to speak. There are carrier waves in that frequency. And the alignment, the resonance, some people say, is a function of 5D and above dimensional, you know, correspondence. You know, that those concepts are framed with metaphor in the emerging blueprint, so you can have a better concept with the different links I provide on what 5D conscience is, just as well as I go into five core constitutional freedoms, going back to the Bill of Rights, and how they can be upgraded with instant everywhere interactive internet technology, with this hardware concept, Web 3.0, cyber ethics. I go into that in detail. But it's all related to, again, heart coherence and the language of consciousness, the language of light, and can be an interactive interface. And that is, again, explained, if you have a little patience, through the chapters or through spaced repetition, multiple metaphors, because these concepts are—they're not that difficult to understand. It's just that there is a sequence of progression and of persuasion, with a progression of understanding. That is, when I say persuasion, it becomes self-evident. that the natural progression of the computer internet revolution from hardware with IBM, software with Microsoft, network with Netscape, and now hardware with HeartCom services. And again, what that looks like and how that works, this is a natural progression. It's all in divine order. This didn't come from me directly. I just, you know, thank you, God, universe, source. The way it came through me, it was just, you know, I was no more than an amanuensis or any other kind of person taking a dictation of something that was bigger than me, and I'm just grateful that it came through in the way that it did, and I represent it in detail and specifics and with frames of reference for understanding. And again, some will understand it now and be self-evident to them. Others, I'm hoping in the future, will, you know, read Emerging Blueprint and see it, and there'll be more of a buzz going as more people kind of tune into it in the collective consciousness, where it becomes more of a hundredth monkey of effect, you know, where there's kind of a critical mass at a certain point where the concepts become a self-evident truth, self-fulfilling prophecy, however you would say it. So in the larger scheme of modern history, this whole computer internet revolution has happened very fast. And now the opportunity is so vast that few can wrap their head around it. I mean, what I'm talking about now, I really believe will be self-evident in the future. You know, concepts of like what I'm talking about, the specifics of it will be worked out in more detail. But the general concepts are, I really think, will last. And there is a process of involving and evolving individual and collective awareness of the future that I think is organic. I think, again, it's all in divine order. We each have our respective roles in fulfilling that. Mine has inadvertently, for multiple reasons, come around to developing this Emerging Blueprint, and those who followed my writings over the years knows that I've had several dry runs with different models and versions, and I mean, I've been back to the drawing board so many times, and now is the point, you know, by God's grace, you know, it more or less speaks for itself. So I'm hoping those that have kind of tuned into it and care to share the concepts with others, they'll get a good grasp of it and have a good feeling about it, and want to share it with others. So global telecom is, again, a process, and the process is explained whereby our new global social networks, which are now ubiquitous. I mean, look at Facebook, has what, 1.7 billion people worldwide. These new global social networks, and there's LinkedIn, there's these other social networks, and let me get a little drink here real quick. We've got all these social networks linking people up in different ways and basically involving and evolving individual and collective consciousness. Well, it's at a stage now, it's called Web 2.0. You know, Web 1.0 was just the original internet. And Web 2.0 became social platforms whereby social networks could communicate together. And the best example is Facebook. And there's all kinds of other social networks, email networks, social media, there's all kinds. But they're all largely now, the state of the art is what's called Web 2.0, social platform networks. It's become a standard. Well, Web 3.0 is really what we're talking about with global telecom. And it brings in a concept of cyber ethics. Cyber ethics not in terms of just heart coherence, but mind congruence. And again, you can't be heart coherent without mind congruence. You can make decisions without heart coherence. But what will happen when 1,000 or 1,000,000 people are responding on a social network with an interactive interface, and this is Web 3.0 I'm talking about with hardware and HeartCom services. Imagine what will happen when you have 1,000 or 1,000,000 people responding, communicating, interacting in a simulsensory way. Well, it's an individual thing, you know, whether a person is in their heart or not, whether they're coherent or not. And it's an individual thing, you know, how a person processes anything they see, like in a video, if they're responding to a video, for example, on a real-time basis, moment to moment, how it would access and reference, you might say, the holodeck between your ears, you know, the brain field holodeck, you know, from the upper brain to the lower brain, from the left brain to the right brain, and from the forebrain to the rear brain, you know, like foresight and hindsight. That can be represented. That cube, you might say, that 3D axis can be represented above, below, to left, to right, front, to the back, with, you know, three numbers in sequence that you could just punch in on your alphanumeric keyboard or on your phone, you know, with this application, you know, for Global Telecom. What that means is that anybody watching a video can respond three numbers in sequence, create the dot in a cube, and that represents... And again, this isn't not a surveillance kind of a thing. This is just, you can't tell who what a dot is or who that dot is. It's just seen in a social network. You would just see a field of dots representing on a real any one moment of a video. You'd be able to see or like a readout of the collective consciousness, the people that have responded previously. And again, blinking could be your dot of how you responded. If you're going back and reviewing the response from a video, or whether you're interacting on a real-time live basis, you know, people responding. You know, it's like a lot of these radio talk show programs, you'll have people emailing in with a chat window and an email response in, where this is a way where you could have 1,000 or 1,000,000 people responding, and all you'd see is a field of dots. And you would see how they're being polarized, you know, by the criteria. And this is the concept of cyber ethics that's referencing not only heart coherence but mind congruence. In other words, this field of dots in the represents the collective consciousness. So we're talking about, you know, you've heard about cloud technology, and you have crowd healing. You've got, well, the crowd healing, I'm going to go into a Global Telecare. But you've got crowdfunding, and you've got other types of crowd involvement on social network websites whereby everyone can be represented. Well, this is a way of representing, you might say, everyone on a real-time basis with the language of consciousness between their ears, you know, from their heart to their mind, you might say, from coherence to congruence. You've got, and from Global Telecare to Global Telecom to Global Telecare, you've got a range of communication capabilities that represent the collective conscience of your social network. In the case of Global Telecare, and again, let me go back a second. This is not futuristic technology. All the hardware, software, and netware is off the shelf. It exists now. It just hasn't been put together. And so the capability of, you know, and you ask yourself why this hasn't happened. I mean, you look at the global situation, and all problems are basically communication problems, how we come into unity or not. And we've got this global internet technology now, and you've got real-time reporting, things that are really going on in the Middle East and all over the world, so that, you know, the BS, the belief system and propaganda is exposed within 24 hours, you know, by the internet. And this has created a major shift in consciousness from provincialism and local sense of separation to a global field, which is really representing the global holodeck. And the global holodeck, east and west, parallels the holodeck between the brain. And I've talked about this in previous shows, but the concept here has been discussed on this show numerous times by different experts I've had on the show, talking about the field and the bond. This was, I have a problem with her name, but she's an amazing lady that I had on the show a couple times. She's nationally renowned. I usually have her book right here in front of me. But she talked about how, and this is on the show, and this has been brought up with several other people, Dr. Carl Kalaman. When I had him on my last show, we talked about this, how the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere are left brain and right brain dominant, respectively. In the West, we're left brain dominant, which is more linear consciousness, and we read letters and words, symbols, from left to right. Letters and words, which are both twice removed from the truth. They're both symbols of symbols of symbols, you know. But we read from left to right. We're left brain dominant. Well, in the East, their whole evolution of language and their prevailing languaging is right brain dominant. And they read on a page from right to left with calligraphy, whole pictures, picture symbols that are more holistic. They're not symbols of symbols of symbols. They're pictograms, like, and you know, they're with their calligraphy. Anyway, the point is that the brain of within each of us is like a microcosm of the macrocosm. You've got the globe between your ears, the holodeck between your ears, left brain, right brain, and you got the global holodeck. And guess what? It's connected. I mean, the whole thrust of this computer internet revolution and where it's going, whereby less becomes more, more and more, you know, it's got to the point where we're going from the internet to the, from the internet to the internet, from cyberspace to inner space. You know, the last frontier of inner space, that's what we're exploring. That's what hardware does. It's a collective conscience within a social network, and how to become conscious of how you're conscious individually and collectively to develop a conscience, you know, as within a capital C, as in C, wholly, as a whole, and with a unity conscience, you know, unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, you know, the founding fathers. And the global village is at the same point founding fathers were, you know, hundreds of years ago. It's now, it's just an instant everywhere interactive evolution, you know, of revelations that follow from this whole concept of, I mean, we have a global village in principle, and it's time to manifest it in practice. So that's the thrust of Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age. Again, it goes into more aspects of this. And think about the possibility with an upgrade of our horse and buggy representation systems that were designed hundreds of years before the internet. All of our core constitutional freedoms under the Bill of Rights have already been upgraded in so many regards, like freedom of speech and assembly. I mean, you know, we've got, back then it was assembly, speech and assembly was town hall meetings that people, you know, would ride their horse or buggy to. Now, it's global village, it's social networks. And you have freedom of speech and assembly. Now, what's the other dimensions of this? You've got, of course, freedom of religion. It's the, basically, it's believe whatever you want. It's just don't harm anyone. You know, it's the non-aggression principle. You know, it's start a fight or pick a fight with your, you know, within the family of man. You know, that's the non-aggression principle. You know, and of course, when there's heart coherence, there's mind congruence. And that kind of doesn't happen, you know, dense, unconscious, and heartless. That doesn't happen when you're in your heart, you know. So the idea of having an interactive interface with the mass interaction, whereby you can basically become aware of when the collective consciousness at any point of a video, could be on any subject, any point of that video you could see, you know, how everyone is polarizing or together, you know, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, upper brain, lower brain. There's these dimensions of light of consciousness, light as consciousness, the language of consciousness that's explained in the links on light language that are all through Emerging Blueprint. I continually go back to that and reference that. And, you know, you can see the links when it's talked about light language. I emphasize it over and over again because the language of light, the language of consciousness, I mean, this Aquarian age, more light and love, right? Okay, so the higher the concept of light as consciousness, of consciousness, for consciousness, you know, by consciousness, then the greater the results. in more conscience, with a capital C. And this is the concept of the emerging blueprint for a golden age, that, you know, as we become more aware of tools and processes for culturing conscience, which is really culturing sovereignty, own your own life. I mean, if you can't own your own conscience, if you can't own your own health, you haven't got any freedoms at all. And of course, we're seeing, you know, the old order, the old paradigm, time is short, hubris is great, and they're trying to make everyone as miserable as they are. And we're seeing all kinds of stuff in the healthcare system, which is not global telecare, which is not global holistic healing. It's not a vision for universal self-care. I haven't gone into global telecare yet. Let me finish up with global telecom, which is much more than just freedom of speech and assembly and to petition government and freedom of religion. The idea of global telecom is much more than that. The concept is basically, I'm going to go back to this one more time, an interactive interface for video viewing whereby 100 million people or any number of people can respond at the same time in a way that represents our individual and collective consciousness with the language of consciousness. The language of full spectrum awareness that as you become aware of it, the cyber ethics frame of reference, you inadvertently become more conscious of how you're conscious. It's like psyche feedback. It's like the whole purpose of meditation is to basically get that still small voice within, get a little psyche feedback going with your conscience to where you become more conscious of how you're conscious. And self-correct, self-learning, self-healing, sovereignty. It's the sovereignty principle. You know, own your own life, your own conscience. Conscience is the most sacred of all property, according to the chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison. These weren't perfect men back then. I mean, you can pick apart the lives of any of these guys and find fault with them. But, you know, the overriding concept is really where we're at as a global civilization now. But the idea is moving forward, you know, you don't get hung up with everything that was wrong with everyone or neighbors or, finding fault is off the mark. Understanding and forgiving the past and moving forward with a win-win, individual and collective win-win, for self-regulating, cyber ethics. It's like psycho-cybernetics. The principle of psycho-cybernetic, one by Maxwell Maltz, one of my favorite books that I cut my teeth on, 40 years ago. And the whole idea of that is that as you become, you can self-regulate as you become conscious of how you're conscious. If you don't have a conscience, then basically you're not much different than a robot or a slave. So sovereignty is really, the United Sovereigns of Earth, basically a universal rights for global self-governance, self-learning, self-care, self-healing. Technology's there. The will's not quite there because there's a lot of people in power that got, all the perks of power, prestige, and profit, that really don't want things to change. And they would, basically, if I can't have it, nobody will. And that's where we're seeing that, some of the powerly potentates, of the world that are really just making it, hell for the rest of us. And, again, it's in an evolutionary process. It's all in divine order. And we're all, in the larger scheme of things, we're all accountable basically for our actions. And that sense of conscience, globally and locally, the global's going local. And the local's going global. And this interactive interface that will involve and evolve, you might say, the holodeck between your ears with the language of the holodeck, the language of consciousness. As we use that, and even the visualization of how that works, there are some people that will be able to read the links on that and go through it and basically connect the dots. And some of the websites I have are more specific. I think Chapter 10 I get more specific on it, on the vision of how, and there's a website that is called The Vision. It's actually heartcom.org/vision.htm. And you do have to capitalize V-I-S-I-O-N, vision.htm. Not HTM, but the vision part of that, heartcom.org/vision.htm. And that'll take you there directly. And that's pretty much a synoptic and, you know, the visualization of what the interface looks like. Some people are impatient. They don't want to, you know, wade through the whole book to get to that, to chapter 10, because I basically dance around the issue. You might say, with a lot of metaphors. Metaphors are like modern-day parables. So you get a parallel scenario, like a holographic chip off the old holographic block, you know, where you get all these different perspectives of what the whole looks like from each part. And so that's what I go through. And with my intention is basically to, like I say, dance around it, you know, from a lot of different angles, a lot of different perspectives, to provide a holistic, holographic, you might say, perspective of this universal law language, which is really cosmic law. The, you know, language of consciousness, the language of light, it's just cosmic law. You know, they're the language of frequencies. There are different energies, there are different consciousness with different frequencies. And, you know, there are higher frequencies and lower frequencies. There's bright frequencies, you might say, for frequencies that brighten, you know, like the upper brain, you know, enlightenment, you know, and there's frequencies that, you know, are full of fear and darken. You know, they create you know, the lower reptilian brain, the R complex, some frequencies, and the fear takes you down, and basically light and love takes you up. You know, hope, faith, you know, takes you higher. You know, and of course, there's been plenty of studies that, you know, that have proven over and over and over again that the happiest people wake up grateful for things and have an attitude of gratitude. And they live the longest, and, you know, and they live the best. And the people that get into fear and anxiety, you know, and revolve those fears and anxieties and kicking at the pricks, your resentment, revenge, all the things that follow from fear, anger, arrogance, argumentation, agitation, apathy, you know, all the inversions, subversions, the perversions of consciousness, when you go down the rabbit hole of fear, I mean, you know, it's a downward spiral. But the upward spiral that's going viral is the whole spirit of I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, winning from the beginning, fantastic, and getting better. Let me say that one more time. I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, winning from the beginning, fantastic, and getting better. Anyway, it's an affirmation. And within that, there's visualization, confirmation, determination. You know, the visualization you hold with that is basically conceiving, believing, and achieving that which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's what so much of the Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age is about. In the larger scheme of things, mankind has free will. We get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not, in the larger scheme of things. And there's just like there's action, reaction, and response to stimulus, you know, we reap what we sow, and what goes around comes around, and it's better to have an attitude of gratitude, see how, and with faith, you know, believing is seeing that it's all in divine order, it's fantastic and getting better, you know, every day in every way, you know, all that affirmation. And it's self-talk, but it's better to begin with self-talk of looking in the mirror and seeing, yeah, this is in the morning when you wake up, and look at me and just kind of, you know, yep, I am, I can, and I will, and by God's grace, done deal. It's going to happen. Fantastic. Getting better. You know, I could see it. You know, anyway, everyone has their own energetic self-talk, and the best path to an upward spiral is to focus on it rather than revolve anything that brings your energy down. So, you know, common sense and the whole idea of global telecom is basically based on the same principle. The social network, social conscience, social networking for social conscience, you know, in ways that involves and evolves consciousness, with the conscience. And again, mind congruence with heart coherence. The TLC aspect of it. You know, love makes the world go round, and spherical consciousness that's nonlinear, it's not compartmentalized, it's not left brain dominant. We're moving as a world, as a whole globe, we're moving to balance. We're moving towards the East right now. The economy's moving towards the East. The global economic reset is moving towards the East because of giant gold reserves that they've had and been holding for global economic reset with the, through the IMF, which 5 years ago they agreed with China that the currencies, the basket of currencies that represents the global economic standard, you know, the reserve currency for the dollar and for all currencies. The underwriting of that is now very clearly, and this is the last two in the epilogue in Chapter 12, I go into this specifically. This is happening now. We're moving, things are moving towards these for a balance of East and West. The Western domination, subordination model of win-lose, you know, the West wins and the East loses, the Mideast or wherever loses. That whole terror for tyranny agenda is so retro. People worldwide know that, and the question is, okay, what are we moving towards? Well, we're moving towards the balance of East and West, like the center of the brain, you know, with vision, the pineal gland. And the whole concept of spherical consciousness of the best of both worlds, the best of reason and logic of the left brain and the best of intuition and compassion in the right brain. And, of course, the two hemispheres of the brain are brain switching all the time. You know, every microsecond, the left and right hemispheres, you know, to speak or do anything, there's brain switching going on, which they've found, you know, with brain damage, they know there's lots of research on this. So it comes around to become balanced and whole within oneself, individually and collectively. There are dynamics involved that are centered and connected with heartware, with global telecare, the heartware Web 3.0 cyber ethics interface. Again, these are just words until you read about them and go into it in detail. I mean, I think it's the most important social contract that united sovereigns of Earth can have is a contract with their own higher self as far as a spherical, spiritual centering and connecting and balancing of all the dimensions of oneself. And we're talking about not just yourself, but in the sense of the higher self of a social network, the collective conscience of a social network, there's this whole understanding of balance. With that field of dots, three numbers in sequence that you punch in at any one moment, I go into this in more detail on the hot links regarding the holodeck. The holodeck goes into it. I go into it with light language, these three dimensions again. I go to it in somewhat in the article on 5D conscience, and these articles are linked repeatedly throughout Emerging Blueprint as a point of reference for those who haven't had time previously to go into it in more detail. They can just click on those links and go into it in more detail. So this book is really it's got a lot of information, more than you're probably interested in. The videos go into great depth in different aspects of it that some people are more interested than others. As you can read through the book shorthand-like, go through and skip the videos and just take the concepts of it and then go back and the things that you're more interested in, look at the global telecare aspect of it is actually something that I've spent equally over the years, over the decades, I've been in the trenches with Global Telecare developing 4 holistic health centers. Actually, 5 of them, one's online now, over of the last 7 years. And I've been in the trenches, and this model of global holistic healing, global telecare, is dear to my heart. I'm going to go into that just a little bit now. Again, I'm just kind of doing a synoptic wrap-up celebration victory lap with you, if you don't mind. And global telecare is another facet of global telecom. The Emerging Blueprint ebook has several articles and videos on global telecare, but let me sum that up too. I mean, have you ever wondered why you can't simply go online and easily get highly personalized information about any health condition you might have for yourself or for someone in your family? I mean, there's a lot of websites with a lot of information, but a website that you could go to that has virtually massive databases with all the relevant information for self-care decisions, and the information's out there, it just hasn't been all integrated. But imagine if you could go to a website like that, and when you go into the website, to go through a window that would reference all the body types like yourself, you put in your metabolic type, which is your blood type, which has a vast amount of information about which foods, nutrient supplements, and other modalities are best for your body versus other bodies. There's been a lot of massive research. I've done a lot of studies on that myself. So that's easy to do. And then what you have is a database of all the people in the world that are interacting on this website, and this is the possibility. It's free and open to all, where you, again, go through the gateway that's regarding your body type, blood type, and then you enter in your current symptom profile, and with their self-assessment guides that you can use as far as kind of some short version and a long version of your health condition with key criteria that include your metabolic type, all the people in the world that have your same body type, what's working best for them, for your body type, and, what's most, what is indicated from the database will most likely work best, whether that be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination of, Eastern, there's all these different modalities. And what's indicated in with an interactive chart, which is very easy to do with databases now and personalized information, to where you would be able to pick and choose, and that would include, different practitioners that might be in your area or that you can work with online. Because, with Skype online, you can talk to a consult, might be the, considered your type of expert, with different criteria to define that. It might be in India or might be, anywhere. And the idea is to provide well-informed choice on for owning your own body. I mean, again, sovereignty. The first principle of sovereignty. If you don't own your own conscience, if you don't own your own body, you haven't got any freedom at all. So what would ultimate freedom look like in that regard? Well, you'd have access to a website where when you get a health condition, you can get a really good overview of all the holistic possibilities and what combination of possibilities is indicated will most likely work best, and what kind of experts in this informed choice process you can consult with who will guide you through the information to help you make the decision yourself without telling you what to do, prescribing this or that based on their modality, but helping you with the process. If you're certified in this Ultramedics process, in the self-care, this telecare process, just like you had these navigators that they're called navigators with Obamacare that would help people navigate through all the insurance options. Well, what are we talking about navigating through the health assurance, not health insurance, but health assurance options, all the possibilities for building health and preventing and managing any disease. Who could guide you through that? You know, to help you, you know, without telling you what to do again, but providing, you know, well-informed choice and guiding you through the process for you to find exactly what you want. I mean, you know, do we all want optimal health? You know, is optimal health, you know, personal and public wealth? Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'd like to think so. And again, politics and economics at the current stage are rather dark ages and are more complex than the science. You know, what could work, what will work, what would work, I mean, that anyone could see would work. If we just basically, I mean, a model like this, you know, with financing, and this is what we're looking at, global financing, global economic resets and process. So it's coming, folks. You know, we're looking at this within the next, I mean, this could be reality within the next 6 months to a year. Could be. You know, if the money's there, you know, enough people with enough heart, you know, basically commit to make it so. So anyway, I've gone a little longer than I wanted to. I've just kind of put it out there. I've been focusing on this for decades, and particularly the last 3 months and the last week, been summing it up, and I'm celebrating. I'm just kind of letting it all out there. I want to thank you for listening, if you've listened this far, and I'm grateful for the opportunity I've had to do this show the last 9 years for BBS Radio. For all the listeners and support, those who support Ultramedic Services, which helps pay my bills. And just like to say, happy trails. Keep on keeping on. See the good. Keep the faith. Make it so. Loves you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.